This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We begin today with Iran and how you might respond to the potentially landmark agreement between Iran and Western powers if you're a business. Remember, some sanctions are being eased in return for Iran's freezing of parts of its nuclear program for 6 months. And after that, the Obama administration and its allies hope this short-term agreement could pave the way for a longer-term deal. But in the business world, 6 months is kinda, a blip on the calendar. Marketplace's David Gura starts us off with a look at how companies are thinking about this.
Okay, maybe a few U.S. executives dusted off old business development plans for Iran this morning.
It's a populous country. It's a highly educated country, and there are a lot of opportunities.
Morris DeFeo is a lawyer, the head of the Middle East and North Africa practice at Crowell & Mooring. That said,
you know, with any new market, there comes risks. But, I mean, this is a pretty risky situation, I think, for most companies.
DeFeo says no deal, no matter how comprehensive, can fix the broken relationship between the U.S. and Iran overnight.
I think a lot of people are going to sit back and see if these sanctions and this accord will be something more than interim.
That's because that's all they can do. While this deal lifts some sanctions, most companies still won't be allowed to do business with Iran, a country with 76 million people and a GDP of about $500 billion. Nader Habibi is a professor of the economics of the Middle East at Brandeis.
Once the sanctions are removed, there would be, I think, many opportunities for American international oil companies.
Iran's oil industry depended on U.S. technology for decades. Javad Salehi Isfahani is a visiting scholar at Harvard's Belfer Center. He says this short-term agreement does open the door right away to companies in pharmaceuticals and aerospace.
Iran does have a fleet of Boeing airplanes, very old and aging, that need a lot of repair.
And Salehi Isfahani says sanctions have forced Iranians to buy generic drugs made in India and other countries.
And when you talk to them, they're always complaining that this is not as good as the drugs that we used to buy.
Over the last 2 years, sanctions have become much more severe. They've pushed out European companies. But the U.S. was the first Western country to break trade relations with Iran.
They have been excluded from the Iranian market for much longer than European and East Asian firms.
Which means it would take a lot longer for them to get back in. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.